is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A Chicago publisher has been arrested by the FBI on charges he was acting as an intelligence agent for Saddam Hussein. Officials took 60-year-old Khaled Abdul-Latif Dumaisi into custody today at his home. He was born in Iraq but has been in the U.S. for 10 years. A court affidavit describes Dumaisi as an unregistered agent for the former Iraqi regime who allegedly produced press identification cards for Iraqi intelligence officers and reported on Iraqi exile leaders. In one case, Dumaisi was reportedly trained to use a pen with a hidden camera and microphone, which he allegedly used during an interview with an Iraqi opposition member. He's charged with conspiracy and acting as a foreign agent and faces 15 years behind bars. An independent commission investigating the 9/11 terrorist attacks has begun a third round of hearings. Commission chairman, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, hasn't ruled out questioning President Bush or former President Clinton.
But we're going to go wherever this trail leads us. And if it leads us, President Clinton has already told me he was willing to cooperate. So has President Bush. So if we need to get some answers and some questions from them, I suspect they'll be forthcoming.
Kane was on NBC's Today Show. Meanwhile, the 9/11 Commission cites particularly serious problems getting information from the Defense Department and some other federal departments. Kane says he doesn't believe there is intentional foot dragging, but he says further delays could impair the panel's work.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
If you plan on getting in on tonight's $250 million Powerball drawing, Minnesota Lottery spokesman Joe Mahoney says don't go out and blow your mortgage payment.
It's entertainment dollars we're talking about here. We encourage people to play within their means. You can't really buy enough tickets to statistically change your odds anyway, so buy a few tickets and that's it.
Odds of matching all five numbers plus the Powerball are 1 in 120 million. A United States attorney was arrested at a McDonald's restaurant in Huntington Beach, California, after allegedly arranging to meet with what he thought was a 13-year-old girl he met on an internet chat line. Jack David Gritchen was named today in a federal criminal complaint alleging he sought to have sexual relations with the girl he met online. An FBI agent was posing as the girl and had several conversations take place. When they arranged a meeting at a Huntington Beach McDonald's, Gritchen allegedly approached the decoy and was placed under arrest. The case will now either go to a grand jury for indictment, or he'll face a preliminary hearing and a trial date will be set.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The streets of Tehran exploded in violence today. A three-sided battle between hundreds of hardline Islamic vigilantes, police, and pro-democracy young people was fought in running street battles near Tehran University. One witness said police fired tear gas at groups of youths near the campus, but also got into fistfights with militiamen to prevent them from engaging the protesters. Tehran University has been the site of many demonstrations against Iran's clerical rule. Today was the five-year anniversary of an event where vigilantes stormed a Tehran University dormitory and killed one person. One student leader said a number of his peers have been seized by unidentified assailants in the past few weeks, and their whereabouts are still unknown. It was a down day on Wall Street that saw investors cashing in on their profits. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 66 points to 91.56. The Nasdaq gained a point to 17.47, and the S&P 500 lost 5 points to 10.02. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know? And when I come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing. For Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti, there's one more key to racing. Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars. Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
Just like Will and Luke have some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as afterrun, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say goodbye to the music.
Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. If you'd like to participate during the program, you can call us, 1-800-825-5937, or you can email MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. And to all the various and sundry vehicles that carry this program, thank you. IE America Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Channel 145, radiopower.org, and, of course, WhiteRoseSociety.org. By the way, if you've not been to MikeMalloy.com, go there. Our webmaster, Mark Marshall, has added a Bush countdown clock. It's right there on the main page. It will count down until Bush officially leaves office January something in 2005, or until he is impeached and removed from office. So check it out. What do we got? We did some interesting things today. Rumsfeld at the Senate Armed Services hearing today, trying to explain to senators on that committee why the U.S. military is stretched so thin. Squinty-eyed Nazi from Oklahoma, James Inhofe, was on Buchanan and Press's program. Where's that on? MSNBC, Kathy? I saw some of it today. He was being questioned by Buchanan, Inhofe was, about the sending of U.S. troops all over the globe. And, of course, Inhofe, being the freak that he is, blames Clinton for the fact that the military is at reduced troop levels. You see, Bill Clinton is the most powerful man on the planet. After being out of office more than, 2 years, he can still dictate into the minds of young men whether or not they should join the military. Isn't that amazing? Bill Clinton must be a wizard or a demon or some sort of a magician. Or else Inhofe is crazy, which is more likely the case. But Inhofe tries to blame Clinton for the fact that the military is at reduced troop levels. First, the question immediately comes up, reduced, what do you mean reduced? Reduced if one is seeking to conquer the world, Okay, that works. If you're trying to conquer the entire globe, yeah, you're probably going to need more than 750,000 people in uniform. But James Inhofe's religious right neo-Nazi whining that the lesser numbers of people willing to go kill and die for Bush is somehow Clinton's fault is so dead on Republican, isn't it? Isn't it so much a lie of convenience, so typical of conservative America haters? All these conservatives who despise this country, despise our Constitution, hate who we are and what we stand for, right? That's such a typical remark from Inhofe. But his asinine blaming of Clinton is utterly meaningless. Clinton is like a god to these people, a god hanging on a tree upside down, a god encircled by a pentagram, a god with fire and smoke coming out of his eyes and ears and nostrils. That's what Clinton is to these people. They're terrified of him. They worship the ground he walks on and the air he breathes. They hate him. And yet he is the touchstone. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is the touchstone for all of these Republicans. They are in awe of him. They are terrified of him. They most deeply are terrified of his penis for some reason. And all they can do is talk about, this is Clinton's fault. That's Clinton's fault. Clinton did this. Clinton can control the minds of 18 and 19-year-old Americans and tell them not to join the military. That's what Inhofe, more or less, said today. It's incredible. Meanwhile, well, Inhofe, and I don't know, is he another one of these chicken hawk punks that would send your son or my son to die? But he would certainly not take himself into harm's way. I don't know. But anyway, while Inhofe is squeaking around like the religious right goon that he is, more U.S. soldiers die. Soldiers that Inhofe couldn't care less about. You see, James, troop strength is down because our young men don't want to go die for a leaderless country like we have become. Let me give you a quick flash, James Inhofe. There is no glory in suicide. There may be release, but there is no glory in suicide. So, Inhofe, when you put on the flak jacket, when you pick up the weapon and you lead the troops into combat, I'm sure the young men in Oklahoma will be happy to follow you. In the meantime, sit down and shut your squinty-eyed, bony, religious right, religious fanatic, crazy mouth. Okay? Just do it for Mikey. Thank you, James. Was it not amazing today to watch or listen or read the corporate spin by our corporate media put on Bush's treasonous lies about Iraq's non-existent weapons of mass destruction and the reasons that took us into mortal combat? I caught some of it, read some of it. It is sickening for true patriots, for true Americans, people like you and me. It is sickening to realize we now live where there's no truth left whatsoever in the public reporting of the events that impact our lives. It's mind-crushing to think that we have to get on the Internet. Of course, I shouldn't put it that way. Thank God for the Internet. But we must go to the foreign press. We must discuss and rationalize amongst ourselves, because we know that the corporate media is nothing but a passel of whores that will not discuss today in any substantive way. Okay, so Peter Jennings mentioned it last night. Okay, so a couple of writers in various newspapers have brought it up. And God bless them for it. I'm talking about, though, the mass communication in this country, television and talk radio. Nothing about Bush's filthy lies except to try to cover his ass for him.
Well, you know, he didn't deliberately lie. intelligence was bad. There you go. There's the ticket. The intelligence was bad.
But it's amazing to see this. What was so amazing to me was to note the difference in the reporting of Clinton's sex lie and George Bush's lies that have resulted in the deaths of thousands of people, including over 200 American young men and women. Bill Clinton lied about oral sex. And the right-wing hypocrites in this country, that is, the Republicans and the religiously insane that now run this country, spent tens of millions of dollars to track him down, corner him, and impeach him. George Bush lies as easily, since George Bush has no soul, is amoral, is the most unethical swine ever to sit in the Oval Office. George Bush is. His lies, you see, will go the right wing, the religious right, which is neither religious nor right, just sits back and says, yeah, well,
well, he brought dignity back to the Oval Office. You know, at least he doesn't grovel down there behind the desk with some whore. He'll send your son off to die. He will order the bombing that results in the death of thousands of people around the world. But he didn't have an intern on the floor between his knees. And he wears a coat and tie. Of course, he will send your sons and daughters to die, and he is a liar, and he's a destroyer of worlds. He is worse than a Hindu god. But he didn't have an intern between his legs, did he?
Oh, my God. George Bush. Is there a hell, metaphorically speaking, for people who do not have a soul? I guess there is. Somebody was very concerned last night with my ranting. Who was it? Jody in Arlington Heights. She wrote in, she writes a bunch of stuff, but she says, first, yesterday's show, Tuesday, was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. Thanks, Jody. I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that, but I have a pretty good doctor who who recently, how long ago, Kathy? About 3-4 weeks ago, put me on blood pressure medicine. Right. I'm taking an ACE inhibitor now, and it seems to be working. I usually take my BP 2 or 3 times a day while I'm stabilizing on this medicine. This is outrageous to me. I mean, I can't believe that I am taking blood pressure medicine. Can't believe it. You know, I'm certainly within the guidelines of weight for my height. I exercise every single day. We watch our diet. Quit smoking months ago. But the BP. So Jody, I appreciate your concern. I really do. There have been times when I've done talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery. But that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear my program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. There was this popping sound. Woo, man, cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
I don't think it'll happen. I really don't. Anyway, Jody in Arlington Heights, thanks for your concern. I appreciate it. How can you, and I read this thing yesterday. Was it yesterday, Kathy, in the Times or the Atlanta paper, that something like 25%, 30%, 40%, I don't know, of working Americans now have high blood pressure, right? And a lot of folks are not on the medication to control it. You know, the medication doesn't do anything. It just helps you control it. But so I read this article, right, about millions upon millions upon millions of people with high blood pressure. And it's like, well, duh. Yeah, I guess so. Given who's in charge, given the crime machine, the religious fanatics that are taking us on a one-way ticket to hell, yeah, I guess we'd all be on BP medicine, right?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday night on the IE America Radio Network.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Recruitment is down. Military recruit. Look, you know, the hardware that the Clinton-Gore administration contracted for with the defense or the offense weapons industry in this country through its budget demands, that hardware can kill any. If you don't have human beings to operate the hardware, we're not quite yet at Rummy's nirvana, Rummy's wet dream, where battles are fought after all humans are dead by androids. We're not there yet. But in order to run the high-tech weapons of mass destruction that this country produces and exports to the rest of the world, You've got to have people who can sit in front of a computer screen or sit behind the control panels of a jet aircraft or run a Bradley a fighting vehicle or a tank or whatever, you know. Those people decide, well, you know, I think I'll pass. When you have a stupid bastard in the White House like George Bush who says to the enemy, bring it on. Bring them on. Come over and kill some of our boys. When you have a military that says to its would-be recruits, well, not only are we not going to pay you, we're not going to equip you properly because we don't care. The Bush regime has been in power 2.5 years. They don't care about you. We're still blaming it on Clinton. We're going to make sure that back home, while you're off fighting for kids, don't have textbooks, because we're going to stop funding school districts that don't have a tax base because it's all military. And the school districts have relied on Democratic as well as Republican administrations to fund their districts, but we're not going to do it anymore. Screw you. Go die. Go die for Halliburton. God bless the Carlyle Group. That's what you're dying for, American soldiers. You are not dying for freedom. You're dying for a pack of whores. You're dying for a pack of religious right prostitutes who would sell their own mothers. Do sell their own mothers. So when these people, you know, these worms like Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma start talking about, well, it's Clinton's fault. Who are they talking to? I guess there is a percentage of brain-dead, knuckle-dragging Americans who say, yeah, it's Clinton's fault. You're damn right it's Clinton's fault. You know, he gutted our military. He did. That son of a bitch. You know, he was a draft dodger. You know what? You know what? You know Bill Clinton went to Moscow? He did. He went to Moscow, and when he was over there going to school in England, and he had a beard, and one of them big old Negro haircuts, what is it, Afro, he did. And he went there, and he burned an American flag right there in front of the Kremlin. He had a big old sign that said, piss on America. Did you know that? You didn't know that? Well, hell, everybody knows that. Rush told me that. It's on his website. You didn't know Bill Clinton peed on the American flag? That's how sick these people are. And that's how sick the people who buy into it are. These are not Americans. You know, these flag-waving, gun-toting right-wingers, Republicans, whatever they are, who couldn't put a coherent sentence together, their lives depended on it. These are not Americans. We have been invaded. There's a hole in our dimension somewhere. There's a wormhole, and these creatures keep coming through from some 12th dimension. They just keep coming through, and they vote, and they put Bush in office. But anyway, the rant from last night. Jody, thanks for your concern. Yeah, I get pissed off. I really do. I get furious. But these days, if you're not furious, you might as well be dead.
Those that were too willing can't believe the big screen. There's no justice in the hall. We're all criminals waiting to be called. They say don't step off the sidewalk and don't cross over the line. But we'll serve time at night and the lights begin to dim and the smoke seems to clear. You can't say what you want.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Thank you. For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
It's another kick in the teeth for union employees at United Airlines, only 2 months after United's unions voted to accept billions of dollars in wage and benefit cuts to help the airline stay in the sky. United Management has announced a bonus plan for the company's information technology staff. According to the plan, some 600 people would be paid up to 20% of their salaries as a bonus once the company is fully restructured. United says it's trying to head off a brain drain of IT workers. The Association of Flight Attendants calls the bonus plan a slush fund for mid-level managers.
The Bush administration unveils new changes to U.S. pension rules today that critics charge could lead to greater volatility among retirement funds. Previously, corporations were required to use the interest rates associated with a 30-year U.S. Treasury bond when predicting the future value of their pension obligations. The Bush plan would allow companies to predict future earnings using corporate bond rates, which are typically higher. As a result, corporate pension liabilities would appear lower on paper, meaning that companies would be required to contribute less to pension funds. Christian Weller of the Economic Policy Institute worries the Bush plan could speed the demise of traditional defined benefit plans.
In a surprise move, the Nigerian Labor Congress has ended a 9-day general strike, which led to riots in the streets of Nigeria's major cities, leaving at least 10 strikers dead and dozens wounded. The NLC says the government has agreed to partially repeal the hike in fuel prices, which spurred the strike. And while the reduction isn't as much as they'd hoped for, the disruption and danger caused by the walkout has become more harmful to the people than the government. Several Nigerian labor leaders were swept up by police during the strike, and many remain detained, their whereabouts unknown, and may remain in detention until after President Bush's visit to the country on Friday.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
27 before the hour. Here comes the helicopter. Just one more. We're not doing Dr. Mike here, but just one more thing about the blood pressure thing. A lot of Americans of African descent suffer from high blood pressure, and cynically, a lot of white government officials make snide remarks about that, about, why should you people being the Negroes, why should you contribute to Social Security, because you're not going to live that long anyway, right? So wouldn't you rather privatize? White people do that, American white people. They, very cynical group, whites. But anyway, one of the reasons, of course, when I was in Chicago, I had a regular contributor to the program, Dr. Ken Addison, who had written quite a bit about the Negro experience in America and the experience of Africans in slavery. Dr. Ken himself was of African descent. And one night he explained it to me, the reason, because, you know, I said, well, what's up with blacks having so much high blood pressure? And the way Ken explained it, during the Middle Passage, when countless numbers of Africans were loaded onto ships like so many sardines, and the death rate was 50, 60, 70%, and the bodies were tossed, the corpses were just pitched overboard. The survivors, the ones who were survived, the ones who had a genetic chance at survival, were those whose bodies could retain water, whose bodies could retain fluid. Because the slaves, the Africans, that were packed into these ships' holds were not fed. They were not given water. They had to make do with just whatever was available, whether it was drinking someone else's urine or getting the condensation off the walls from the insides of the ships as they passed through these torrid tropical zones. But the point Dr. Ken made was that, once again, natural selection at work. Those Africans whose bodies were able to retain fluid, i.e., who had the potential for high blood pressure, were the ones that survived. And as a consequence of that, Americans of African descent now, 300 years later, suffer high blood pressure. Now, religious fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, would tell you nonsense, because there is no such thing as natural selection. There is no such thing as Darwinian natural selection or the evolution of an organism in order to survive. They will tell you that's nonsense. But you and I know that religious fanatics are that. Just thought I'd toss it in. I've been looking for an occasion just to mention that something came up about Americans of African descent a couple of weeks ago. Okay, that's all. Moving along. Robert is calling from Detroit. Robert, welcome to the program. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, hi, dear. I just wanted to give a call and warn you, probably a firestorm coming from the right here. Turns out that some of the information concerning the Niger issue was fraudulent. Specifically, the Wilkinson information pinning George to knowing about the issue before they went public with it.
Are you talking about the thing that was published at Capitol Hill Blue today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I definitely would not worry about that. First, I'm not going one way or the other on this, except to say, someone whose name doesn't appear in visitor logs, somebody who has been involved in the diplomatic corps or the spook corps or the CIA or the national security apparatus in this country, just because their name does not appear on visitor logs to the Oval Office means absolutely squat. Now, I so far I've found that the man who puts out Capitol Hill Blue is a reliable source, even though he's more of a Doug Thompson. He is he's more of a libertarian. He's certainly not, he's not a liberal. He's he's a libertarian, maybe a little bit conservative, right leaning libertarian, which is fine. But his more or less retraction today about this Wilkinson person, I he says after the story ran, we received a number of emails or phone calls that, one, either claimed Wilkinson was lying, or two, doubted his existence. He goes on, today a White House source I know and trust said visitor logs don't have any record of anyone named Terrence J. Wilkinson ever being present at a meeting with the president. Then a CIA source I trust said the agency had no record of contract consultant with that name. Nobody, and I mean nobody, ever heard of this guy, my source said. All right, what even though we may trust the publisher of Capitol Hill Blue, the Bush crime family, to cover up his complicity in this, they will do anything. Even declare that somebody doesn't exist. This poor bastard Wilkinson may be pushing up daisies right now. I mean, who knows?
Don't take any flights on small planes.
Right, exactly. So, plus, the former ambassador Joseph Wilson, the former ambassador to Republic of Gabon, an African country, also verified this. So who is...
If we got cross-verification, then...
Say again?
If we have cross-verification, then we have something.
Oh, right. MSNBC site right now... what is this, Kathy? This is Meet the Press. Last Sunday when Andrea Mitchell was substituting for... what's his name? And Ambassador Joseph Wilson, former U.S. ambassador to the, they call it the Gabonese Republic now. It's the African country of Gabon. But, he says essentially the same thing. And the transcript is right there for anyone to look at that wants to look at it, between Andrea Mitchell and Ambassador Wilson. So the fact that this Wilkinson character And I'm not saying that in a snotty way. This Wilkinson person, the publisher of Capitol Hill Blue, may have gotten a dead horse at the foot of his bed. Ambassador Wilson on Meet the Press with Andrea Mitchell said, quote, "My judgment on this is that if they were referring to Niger when they were referring to uranium sales from Africa to Iraq, that information was erroneous, and they knew about it well ahead of both the publication of the British White Paper and the President's State of the Union Address." Okay?
Yeah, but you see, what the right's going to try to do on this is that if we don't have a witness there at the site, they're going to be able to claim that Bush didn't know and it was the people giving him the information that were at fault. So
we'll
scrape out that.
Right, right. Well, this idea has been put out there several weeks ago, that if there was faulty information, it had nothing to do with Rumsfeld, Cheney, Powell, Bush, or the rest of these monsters.
Holy family, baby.
Right. It had to do with that rotten, lousy CIA. Now, our Boston bureau chief, Matt, whose father is retired CIA after, I don't know, three or four decades, had told us weeks ago, or was it months ago, Kathy, that the CIA... the retired members of the CIA were talking among themselves that it looked like the smelly rat was going to be tossed their way, that the blame was going to be put on the CIA. And these ex-CIA agents said, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, let's not forget, Cheney was spending a lot of his time consulting directly with the CIA,
right,
planning the mission.
Right. So it's clear here what is being attempted. What is being attempted is to cover Bush at all costs. Now, this is where talk radio... in the United States, it becomes such an important tool to the American Nazi Party, which is the Republicans. Because every one of these little rat bastards today, from the pig man himself all the way down to the scum on small market radio stations who do exactly what Rush or Hannity or any of these people do.
Which is one less now.
Every one of them, every single one of them will be on the same page, or we're on the same page today, I assure you. Even though I don't listen to it, I will guarantee you that every little right-wing turd that has a radio talk show was talking about how this Wilkinson person didn't exist. See, the liberals are trying to do the see. George Bush is in as a see. This is what is done. This is what this is.
They're running with them.
Right. This is what Winston Smith's job was at the Ministry of Truth in the novel 1984, was to absolutely submerge, destroy, and erase the truth. So it's being done now, and they will succeed with the people to whom this is targeted. And that is these working class, mostly white people who voted for Bush, who are desperate to believe that Bush is going to save them, that Bush is going to do something. I don't know, save them what? Keep the queers away, keep the Negroes away, keep the women away. I have no idea. But he's going to save them. So that's who this is targeted for. It's targeted for the Limbaugh audience. It's targeted for the Hannity audience. These are people who cannot, will not think. So I hear your concern, Robert, but there's more than one source on this story.
That's good.
And that's all it takes.
Great.
All right. Thanks for checking. I hope you call again.
Oh, definitely.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Robert is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert.
I'm confused.
Well, so is everybody else. So what?
Now, this reminds me of Deep Throw back in the back of the Watergate. Watergate back in the whatever, 74. You know the year.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it was before your time. But anyway. Yeah.
But I'm a little bit confused. This guy who's on Buchanan and Brett talking about he's blaming Clinton for the decrease of the military.
Yeah,
aren't you confusing him with Sean Hannity? Because Hannity blames everything on Clinton. He'll blame Clinton for hanging on his freaking thumb.
I know. Well, Hannity has probably the worst case of Bill Clinton penis envy of any of these people. I swear to God, don't forget, you got to know a little bit about Hannity. I bet you didn't know this. Hannity was going to school either in L.A. or San Francisco. He was going to college out there, and he got on a college radio station. That's how his career started. Now, I know, because I know this little punk, okay?
Right.
I've said before, I hate to admit this, but his wife and my daughter, who are about the same age, worked for the same paper here in Atlanta when Sean was in Atlanta, and they got to know each other real well. Anyway, I know this boy, all right? Hannity worked at a college radio station on the West Coast, and he made some snotty-ass remark one time about lesbians. And a bunch of lesbian women got to—is that redundant? A bunch of lesbians got together, and whatever they did, they either petitioned, picketed, or threatened his bony-ass white ass and told him. The result was he fled. He left the entire state of California, wound up over here in Anniston, Alabama.
The Bible Belt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where he went to work. Was it Anniston? No, Huntsville. He wound up over here in Huntsville, Alabama.
It basically breathes his Hannity stupidity, his Hannity intolerance, yeah.
Well, he models himself.
Al Limbaugh.
Yeah, Hannity decided he wanted to make money and be a success. So he got over here to Atlanta and immediately started doing for Newt Gingrich what Monica did for Bill Clinton. And hooked himself up with the Republican extreme right, and it worked for him. You know, he's very successful.
He's very successful. He's the biggest crybaby.
He is.
You know, and it's amazing how you look, you sit and watch the show. And one of the things that really pissed me off by Hannity was, and you mentioned this issue of African Americans real quickly. You know, this woman was wanted this teacher to be fired because in their class the teacher had mentioned something about the word niggerly, which means confusion or ignorant. And, you know, being black, being African American, you know, that we take offense to that because how the word nigger is being used a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then the woman was on the show, and Hannity called her what you're doing was a disgrace. Instead of debating and asking questions, it's just all about attack mode. And that's one thing about the right wing. You know, specifically about Hannity, all they know how to do is objectively attack, make fun of, and just like you said, they have no objection to think. And in addition, you know, we have to realize, and this actually goes back to earlier this afternoon with Todd Hartman's program, where he had a caller talking about, how come there's nothing liberal programs on there and blah, 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 whatever. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you have the deregulation that just happened this past June.
Right.
You have the deregulation of 1996 and also the fairness doctrine,
that's been completely eliminated,
where you don't have any true objective opinions coming from the left, you know, and you doing a little country thing, that was so funny, I was cracking up, it was so funny. You and Bernie Ward, you guys are excellent examples of liberals who should be in syndication, you know, just like Limbaugh and Hannity,
right,
and everybody else. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have that, and now you have a wide array of conservatives out there who, in my opinion, a lot of them are not talented, and we can go back to Mr. Weiner, a.k.a. Michael Savage. The fact of the matter is, you know, this brother's a homophobic punk, you know, an extremist,
right,
you know, so.
Sure.
Naturally, everything is completely thrown under the rug about true objective opinion, true objective news, true objective viewpoints. You know, it doesn't exist anymore. And you bring back 1984. I really should consider reading that book.
Yeah, you should. Hey, Robert, good to hear from you, pal.
All right, man. Take care, man. Peace.
You too. Take it easy. Will Pitt is checking in, our favorite essayist from Boston. Hey, Will.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm banging my head against the wall.
Yeah, now what?
Well, we ran the Capitol Hill Blue story yesterday as the lead.
Yeah.
And I had 1,500 words written on it today, getting ready to go tomorrow. And now it's all gone.
Well, I don't know that it's gone or not. I read, Kathy, we posted his last, we just posted it last night. Yeah, whatever you had at Truth Out, we posted on our website last night, too. We were just talking about that. You know, when Andrea Mitchell on Meet the Press last Sunday interviewed the former ambassador, Wilson, to the African country of Gabon, he stated, where is it? I'll find it here. I just said it in the call with the caller from Detroit. I wouldn't be concerned about the fact that all of a sudden this... this character seems to have disappeared. I mean, come on.
I'm not worried about it. I mean, the Joseph Wilson story is huge. The Thielman story is huge. Jan Schakowsky came out the other day, yesterday, with both barrels blazing. Ted Kennedy went insane. There's a lot of meat on the bone here. With
Ari's backpedaling like a psychopath. Yeah.
And this Capitol Hill blues story, because none of the heavies ran with it because they didn't have a corroborating information.
Right.
It didn't get beyond the little nursery of the sort of political internet.
Right. And now every single talk show host in America, right wingers, will try to denigrate Wilkinson, but Capitol Hill Blue and anybody who reported the story. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold and come right back. Quick break here. We shall return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Whale. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal Jack. Questions Zebra. From A to Z. Iguana. Sunday nights on IE America Minx. Radio Narwhal. Network.
Ostrich.
Ah, Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Pandas.
Vampire bats.
Zebra. See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk That's about right. what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bats.
Zebra.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we are talking with author and essayist here, Will Pitt, who checks in every now and again about the Wilkinson story. Terrence Wilkinson, did you go to Capitol Hill Blue today and see that they changed their headline from yesterday?
It's been a slow bleed throughout the day. Yeah, we ran the Truth Out, reprinted it.
Yeah.
For this morning's edition, with the original headline.
Yeah, White House admits
they lied.
Bush lied about Iraqi nukes. And
got a bunch of emails from readers saying, well, wait a minute, the original article says Bush was wrong, so we had to change it again. I went out and got some dinner and came home tonight and found the Capitol Hill Blue retraction sitting on my desktop and had to run around like a freak.
But the thing that bothers me is that yesterday's headline, Capitol Hill Blue, and the first paragraph, were exactly the same yesterday and today, except the word lied has been changed to the word wrong. Now, what they did, they went back to yesterday's headline and changed that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't publish an updated story and say, you know, we were wrong about our headline yesterday. They went back and changed it.
Yep.
And left the same date and time signature on it as though it had said wrong about Iraqi nukes from the beginning instead of saying lied about Iraqi. That's the part that now brings the whole Capitol Hill Blue thing into makes me a little suspicious. And I thought these guys were pretty straight. They're libertarian right, but I thought they were pretty a pretty cool organization.
We've used their information before.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's
the bottom line? How you feel? You feel like this Wilkinson thing didn't happen?
At the moment, I'm pulling some strings with a couple of former CIA people that I know, so they can. I sounded the alarm today when I heard this. I reached out to everyone I could get my hands on. I called CIA headquarters looking for this guy today.
Well, you know, you've had enough experience, and you know our buddy Matt, to make somebody disappear from the White House logbooks is about as easy as you're calling this program.
My buddy Matt is very suspicious of this, and frankly, so am I. I think it's really weird that this guy scammed the author for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, just now, it pops out. So I think that it's very strange on a lot of different levels, but we're obviously gonna run the retraction because they've run the retraction, and I've got this CIA guy who was in the business for a long time.
Well, let us know what you find out.
I certainly will. And you know what? At the end of the day, this ticket. It ticks me off more than anything else because I had a whole bunch of stuff written about this, and now I got to go back and rework it. But at the end of the day, two words or three words, they're still liars.
They still lied. Absolutely.
Mr. Wilson knows that they lied. Mr.
Absolutely.
Thielman knows that they
Absolutely.
Lied. My boy, Mr. McGovern,
hey,
knows that
here
they
comes,
lied.
Here comes the train, Will.
Janet Schakowsky.
Here it comes.
Did you catch Janet Schakowsky?
Here it comes,
yesterday.
Will.
Ted Kennedy went
Here it
nuts.
Comes. Here it comes. See ya.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational and, whatever.
You want
it's
me fired, too?
I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't
me?
You put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Meridian, Mississippi law enforcement says the man who went on the deadly shooting rampage at a Lockheed Martin plant yesterday had been under corporate scrutiny for more than a year following complaints from some co-workers. Lauderdale County Sheriff Billy Solly says Doug Williams had problems with several employees.
As recently as 3 weeks ago, one of the individuals has indicated that he wore some clothing, some white clothing that he felt was offensive. It was not a hood, but it was something he wore on his head that some employees felt were offensive.
There has been speculation that the shooting could have been racially motivated. Lauderdale County Sheriff Billy Solly says his department is trying to determine the motive for the rampage. Williams shot and killed five people and wounding eight others before turning the gun on himself. Solly says that even though there had been racial complaints against Williams from his fellow employees, investigators aren't certain that race was a motive in the shooting. Williams had been selected to take part in what Solly described as an ethical workshop. Solly says Williams wasn't happy with having to attend the mandatory course. Russian police say they've arrested two people in connection with last weekend's terrorist attacks at a Moscow rock festival. 14 people died in the blast Saturday. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
According to the Russian Interior Minister Boris Gryzlov, investigators say they have evidence linking the two suspects to the person who ordered terrorist attack in Moscow. They were arrested 150 kilometers northwest of the city. Gryzlov also said that investigators found more than 30 kilograms of explosives, enough to equip 30 suicide bombers. Efforts to find the organizers of the attack, which claimed lives of 14 people, are continuing in Moscow. Mobile phone operators in the Russian capital have been ordered to stop encoding their signals to allow eavesdropping by security personnel on all calls in the next 24 hours. Anya Ardaeva, Moscow.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
The blockbuster film Pirates of the Caribbean hits the big screen today, but some parents are refusing to let their children go see the movie. Those moms and dads say they fear the film may be too violent for their kids to watch. The movie is expected to be action-packed, filled with swashbuckling sword fights, just the thing that some parents are trying to protect their kids from seeing. They say there's already too much violence on television, and allowing their children to see this film would send their kids the wrong message.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Some lawmakers in Washington are once again hearing horror stories from adults who were taken to Saudi Arabia against their will when they were children. Congressman Dan Burton is the chairman for the House Government Reform Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness. He's held numerous hearings on the difficulties some people face when they try to return to the United States as adults. Burton says they'll hear from Sarah Saga, who has been reunited with her American mother after 18 years, but who had to leave behind her two children in custody of their Saudi national father. The subcommittee will hear from federal officials who will talk about the problem of international child abduction. The group will also hear from a representative of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Blue chips finished lower today as investors cashed in on profits.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 66 points to 91.56. The NASDAQ was up a point to 17.47. And the S&P 500 lost 5 points to 10.02. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Years ago, a small hard drive meant a traffic-y physical commute. Today, it's the curse of telecommuting. But however you get to work, I'll pave the way with some timely maintenance tips when we come back.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
Whether you commute to work via old-fashioned blacktop or the Internet superhighway, automotive maintenance will give you more time for fun. Just remember, give me five. One, once a year, treat your vehicle to an annual inspection. Two, every 2 years, change brake fluid. Three, it's time for an oil service every 3,000 miles. Four, mark your calendar every 4 years for new radiator hoses. And five, rotate tires every 5,000 miles. Now, take five away from your busy job to enjoy a cruise in your well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. You know, this little controversy about former CIA agent Terrence J. Wilkinson, who made the rather obvious statement that Bush is a filthy, puking liar. Because he, Wilkinson, was there on the premises when Bush knew about this. You know, nobody's retracting the retraction from the White House. You know, I don't worry about it. You know, it was the Republicans who said back in towards the end of Clinton's term that lying is grounds for impeachment, right? And so since every Republican, for some reason, I don't understand this. Is this genetic? Every Republican male is fascinated with Bill Clinton's penis. So they went after it. And they spent 70, 80 million, who knows, dollars trying to impeach the presidential penis. And they did impeach it, but they couldn't remove it from office. And they are still fixated on it. I don't understand this. I really don't. But lying is lying. Bill Clinton, you can make the case, and all you right-wing slime do, that he lied about his affair with Monica, who died as a result of that lie. Nobody, except you right-wing slugs almost killed our country. Damn you all to hell. George Bush lies, and who dies? Well, Americans die, Kurds die, British die, Polish die, thousands of Iranians or Iraqis die. Come on. The Bush crime family is a murderous, or it's like Murder Incorporated. They are mass murderers. They would put a bullet in Christ's corpse if they thought it would get them more oil. They would chop the head off of Muhammad if they thought it would give them a permanent base in Iraq or Iran. These people are defilers of the human spirit. They are beyond evil. So let's just be clear on that, okay? Let's just be clear on that. Carl is calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah, well, I was up early this morning, and I called Bush Live in Africa, responding to questions about the uranium issue, and he refused to answer the question. He got arrogant with his SOB self.
Sure.
And started going into the Saddam Hussein history about, well, you know, all his transgressions in the past and whatnot.
Listen to this. What you're talking about, when he showed up with the South African President Mbeki, the reporter says to Bush, "Do you still believe Iraqis were trying to buy nuclear materials in Africa?" Here's what Bush answered. "One thing is for certain, he's not going to try to buy anything right now. If he's live, he's on the run. And that's the benefit of the Iraqi people. But look, I am confident that Saddam Hussein had a weapons of mass destruction program. In 1991, I will remind you, we underestimated how close he was to having a nuclear weapon. Imagine a world in which this tyrant had a nuclear weapon. In 1998, my predecessor raided Iraq based upon the very same intelligence. And in 2003, after the world had demanded he disarm, we decided to disarm him. And I'm convinced the world is a much more peaceful and secure place as a result of the actions."
Now, Mike, this is, all of that is basically pre and post 91. Intelligence, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rumsfeld today, I guess at a Senate committee thing, when asked about our intelligence, says that, well, the intelligence, and I'm going to, this is a pretty close paraphrase, that the intelligence that we use to take, is for background to take action against Saddam Hussein wasn't new intelligence.
Okay, here, I've got it for you in his words. Hold on. I'm way ahead of you, Southside Carl. All right, here's what Rumsfeld said. What this administration is trying to claim is that they never had any new intelligence on Iraq's WMDs before the attack. Then are they admitting that everything Colin Powell presented to the UN Security Council was a lie? Here's what this punk Rumsfeld said.
"The coalition did not act in Iraq because we had discovered dramatic new evidence of Iraq's pursuit of weapons of mass murder. We acted because we saw the existing evidence in a new light through the prism of our experience on September 11th.
Okay, so now he calls them weapons of mass murder. You heard that.
Well, I can't hear that part. I hear you, but I can't hear that.
You couldn't hear it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what he said. I'm sorry you couldn't hear that. Here's what Rumsfeld said. "The coalition did not act in Iraq because we had discovered dramatic new evidence of Iraq's pursuit of weapons of mass murder. We acted because we saw the existing evidence
in a new light. September 11th.
Right, through the prism of our experience on September 11th. These sons of bitches will stop at nothing.
Now, Mike.
Nothing.
Now, I talked to you before, and I told you about George Bush and morality. And what this does is, it goes back to that point I was making about them back then, about using September 11th. They've taken September 11th, and it's an event that is to be exploited to do whatever they want in their agenda.
Sure.
Go to war with somebody, September 11th. Economy bad, September 11th.
Absolutely.
Changing our freedoms and liberties.
September 11th.
Values. September 11th.
Right.
And it's a continued exploitation. See, so basically, I guess, and I can say I corresponded that to what Bush said this morning, and they basically openly said, well, we have no new intelligence, and this is one way of trying to close the issue, to run out the clock so people won't, you know, it don't matter. Because, see, in the end, what it also says is that, well, we can lie, cheat, steal, even kill. None of that matters as long as we do what we want to do and get the people that we want to get.
Right. And
it is justified the means.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when they say that, they're saying, and you people can do nothing about it. Nothing.
Yeah, more or less.
Now, I just wonder how many people listening to that soundbite I just played that you couldn't hear understand, how many of us understand what Rumsfeld
everything
said today to the Senate?
All,
right.
It was all propaganda, this whole thing.
Right.
I mean, and then you know.
Now, everybody's got their panties in a wad because of this Wilkinson guy, whether or not he exists or not, and whether or not his statement that they all knew it was fake evidence is valid or not. And here we have Rumsfeld today in front of the Senate saying the coalition did not act in Iraq because we had discovered new evidence of weapons of mass destruction. These sons of bitches sat there from Colin Powell to Rumsfeld to Rice to Cheney to Bush to Wolfowitz, every last one of them.
Before we went to war, we had broken down to what we knew we had the weapons. We knew what weapons. We knew
absolutely.
What
absolutely.
We knew where they were at. We knew he was transporting them even every 48 hours, we said.
That's right. So forget Mr. Wilkinson and Capitol Hill Blue and retractions. Here is the Secretary of Defense saying we had nothing.
Now, this is...
Nothing.
This is the other kicker. Now, this is, to me... We're being asked to, well, not see the forest for the trees. Because there's a simple way of looking at this. What was Saddam Hussein doing in the first place that created a crisis for us to go to war? Bush is the one who said that, well, Saddam Hussein had to be removed.
Right, right, right.
Saddam wasn't doing nothing to nobody. I mean, we have information from his son-in-law who told us that they had destroyed their weapons
right.
of mass destruction.
Right.
We briefed them on this. They got the person who worked under his son-in-law, that's, I think, still living there over
right,
there.
Right, all right. Well, bottom
co-signed that.
Yo, Carl, bottom line this for me, because you're saying things that we all know.
We know, but this is what you, like I said, what you say about the corporate media, they pretending that, well, now all this stuff's been put out there, but they're pretending that, well, none of it ever happened, or none of it has ever been
right.
said.
We're
just blind, stupid, and don't know nothing.
Right. The attempt here, Carl, is to make people like you and people like me doubt our own sanity. Don't buy it. I got to move on. Thanks,
okay,
Carl.
Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. No, don't buy into it. Don't buy into these lying bastards. And again, now, if my good friend Will Rivers Pitt is still listening up in Boston, Will, Donald Rumsfeld himself today, testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, said the following, quote, the coalition did not act in Iraq because we had discovered dramatic new evidence of Iraq's pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. We acted because we saw the existing evidence in a new light through the prism of our experience on 9-1-1. Do you understand what he's saying there? Do you understand what's being said here, truth seekers? That every single case for war against Iraq was a lie. We did not act in Iraq because we had discovered new evidence of Iraq's pursuit of weapons of weapons of mass murder, is the way the moron puts it now. So look for Fox News Channel to start saying, weapons of mass murder! But you understand what's being said here? What came vomiting out of Rumsfeld's drunken, brain-dead mouth this morning? We didn't have any new evidence! We lied to all of you morons, you people here on the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Senate in general, the House, the American public, the press, the world. Of course we lied to you. We are the Bush crime family. We will do what we damn well please. There was no new evidence. But we're there now. And these whiny-ass soldiers who want to come home, they're going to stay there until I tell them they can come home, which will be never, because I'm Donald Rumsfeld. And until my ass drops dead, those soldiers are going to stay there. They want to come home. Whiny little dog faces. Shut up, boys. Pick up your weapon and go kill an Iraqi, for God. That's what they're saying. Do you understand that, truth seeker? Do you understand that, you right-wing thug lurking around listening to this program? Do you understand just how evil the members of the Bush crime family really are. And you remember that Colin Powell and Auntie Condoleezza and the drunk Rumsfeld and the brain-dead Ari Fleischer and too stupid to be president, all, every single one of them said before the war that they had recent intelligence that Saddam was trying to reconstitute his nuclear weapons program, was massing biological and chemical weapons. Surely you remember that. Don't let it go down the memory hole, truth seeker.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Remember the field trips you took in elementary school? Maybe to the fire department, a farm, a radio station, or other places where you learned a bit about how things work. Well, now, those old-fashioned field trips are being updated and commercialized. Why send kids to the farm when we can send them to Petco, the national chain that sells animals to kids? Teachers bring classes into the local Petco outlet where the kids hear a talking parrot, see an exotic lizard, pet a puppy, and get coupons for free goldfish. Quote, by the weekend, says a Petco official, at least 10 of these kids will be here with their families to show them what they got to see and to redeem the coupon. Good grief! They're turning field trips into come-ons for tiny shoppers, teaching the crass art of consumerism. If we let this go on, they'll be taking the tykes into toy stores next. Too late. Toys R Us already is hosting school field trips, offering a Mighty Minds tour of the store that lets students use the toys, puzzles, art supplies, and other goodies for sale there. This branding of young minds has become its own industry, with companies like the Field Trip Factory operating as go-betweens to link local schools with corporate chains. This one company set up 3,300 of these student tours at Petco stores last school year. Obviously, the chains get access to impressionable little buyers who are conveniently delivered to them by their teachers. No advertising campaign could match that. But what do the schools get? In these times of cutbacks in school budgets, they get a prepackaged cheap outing for their classes. As one school official happily exclaimed about the corporate jaunts, we can provide kids with experiences at no cost. This is Jim Hightower saying, no cost? The cost is in the integrity of the educational experience and in the commercialization of our children. To help stop it, support the Parents' Bill of Rights, circulated by Commercial Alert, 503-235-8012.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Now, we want to play for you one more sound bite. Bush with South African President Mbeki in Pretoria, South Africa, today. And he... You know, Bush is too stupid to answer questions. We understand that. But he is also fed information by Karl Rove. When Bush hears certain key words, he is to fall back into ignore the question mode and just dump some garbage out there to get the questioner off your back. And this is what Bush did today. The reporter says, do you regret that your State of the Union accusation that Iraq was trying to buy nuclear materials in Africa is now fueling charges that you and Prime Minister Blair misled the public? Now, before I play Bush's answer for you, please understand this has nothing to do with the guy, Wilkinson, who was at the meetings when Bush knew about it. This has to do with the truth of the lies, okay? Do you regret that your State of the Union accusation that Iraq was trying to buy nuclear materials in Africa is now fueling the charge that you and Blair misled the public?
There is no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a threat to the world peace. And there's no doubt in my mind the United States, along with allies and friends, did the right thing in removing him from power. And there's no doubt in my mind, when it's all said and done, the facts will show the world the truth. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. And so there's going to be, you know, a lot of attempts to try to rewrite history. And, you know, I can understand that. But I'm absolutely confident in the decision I made. And
he was swatting mosquitoes there at the end. There he is. Those are the comments. Either from somebody who is extremely paranoid in the clinical sense, or someone who, and the paranoia comes from a gross inability to understand how things work, how anything works. He doesn't understand how the military works. He doesn't understand how a business works. He doesn't understand how anything works. All he knows is there's always somebody there, usually from his daddy's posse, to bail his worthless ass out. So his paranoia either comes from the fact that George W. Bush does not understand how things work, or it comes from the fact that he can see the noose tightening, that he is going to be found out, that his crime family is going to be exposed for being the mass murderers, the liars, and the warmongers that they are. One of the two, possibly a little bit of both. But when you listen to the spacey, airy, kind of detached answers that this man gives now, over and over, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Oh, there's going to be lots of attempts to try to rewrite history. This is not history, George. This is not history. This is very contemporary. This is not history, you moron. I'm absolutely confident. I'm absolutely certain. He must keep telling himself that because he knows nothing. I'm absolutely confident. I'm absolutely certain. You know, Uncle Dick and all of them told me, I am absolutely confident. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. None. Condoleezza told me. And Colin told me. And Dick told me. And everybody told me. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. None. This is a sick puppy, and he needs to be removed quickly from office.
Can you face your wife? What do you do after you've ruined your life? What do you do after you've blown the game? Cut down to size. No alibis, and you know that nothing's ever going to be the same. Do you change your ways or just go down in flames? What do you do after you've blown the game?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Some communities in Minnesota try to cut back on lawn fertilizers. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Many people use chemical fertilizers to make their lawns greener, but phosphorus and other chemicals in the fertilizer can turn lakes green as well. If fertilizer gets into nearby waters, it can feed huge blooms of algae. Some communities in Minnesota are trying to deal with the problem. James Johnson is a water resources technician in Minneapolis with the Three Rivers Park District. He says local lakes attract a lot of boaters and swimmers, but they're not happy when the lakes are green with algae.
Generally, what people don't want to see, they don't want to see the thick plants and the thick algae and the green lakes, because they want to go out there and see their pretty, you know, little beach and nice fishing and crystal clear water. Most of the lakes that are really green and nasty that people don't want to recreate in anymore, it's a phosphorus issue generally.
One Minneapolis suburb has banned the use of fertilizer that has phosphorus in it. The park district where Johnson works is comparing runoff from that watershed with runoff in another suburb that has no restrictions. Early results show a 23% drop in phosphorus levels in lakes near the restricted areas. Johnson says other problems affect urban water quality as well. When land is paved for streets, parking lots, and driveways, water can no longer soak into the ground, so it heads straight for storm drains and open waters. Replacement of native vegetation with turf grass adds to the problem.
The turf grass roots only go about an inch or two down into the soil, so it doesn't give as much of a ability for the water to soak down into the soil, because those roots only go down a couple inches, whereas like a native prairie grass, the roots go way down several feet.
More information about the Twin Cities water quality effort is on the website of the Sea Grant Program at the University of Minnesota. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me, because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, talks to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. You know, there's one third. There is a third way to look at the Wilkinson story. And Ted emailed in. He says, Mike, maybe this Wilkinson story was intentionally planted by Rove to be used to discredit any other charges about Bush and the weapons of mass destruction. Now Bush allies can say, if anything else is brought up, oh, are you going to tell us about that Wilkinson story again? Remember how they lied about Fortunate Son author James Hatfield, saying that there was a Republican judge in Texas, in a Texas county, who heard Bush's cocaine case, and then they were able to discredit everything Hatfield said by saying, this guy claimed there was a Republican judge in a county where there wasn't one. In fact, Hatfield had never said such a thing, but the damage was done. Yeah, that is a distinct third possibility, that the Wilkinson story was a plant put out there deliberately. Karl Rove is a real sociopath. interested only in just unimaginable power. So would he have put out a false story and leaked it to somebody at Capitol Hill Blue through a labyrinth of voices on phones and email messages and this and that? Well, possibly. But I still maintain, and I do maintain this, that the Wilkinson story is true. And the reason I maintain it is because there are corroborating sources. It's not just this one guy. So I, again, I certainly stand by the Capitol Hill Blue story as it appeared the other day. You think you'll hear a retraction on this program? Yeah, the same day they start giving drinks of ice water in hell. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, while I was sitting here listening to you talk to this last little thing about Bush and the sort of answers out there in the weather and had nothing to do with the question being asked.
Right.
You know what this reminded me of? You remember the Peter Sellers movie, Being There?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what we have now. Is that we have a president who's up there just saying statements that have nothing to do with any question he's asked.
What was the Sellers character's name in
Chauncey
Being There?
Gardner.
Chauncey Gardner, that's right.
But that's okay. At least we haven't gone back to the point that the cure for this, of course, is another tax break for the rich.
Yeah, that's probably
down the line.
But you know, the thing that just infuriates me is Rumsfeld in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee today just completely in two sentences attempting apparently to get on the record his statement that completely annihilates and wipes away everything that was said in the run-up to our invasion and attack and mass slaughter in Iraq. That none of it happened. Hey, we never said there were any new weapons. We never said. And the son of a bitch sits there and says this in front of a Senate a committee, the Armed Services Committee. He sits there and says it when even somebody as psychopathic and sociopathic as Rumsfeld must know there is plenty on the record of what these people have said. Hell, the little montage that we played the other night that ran for 9 minutes is just repetition after repetition after repetition from these people. People about all these new discoveries of these new weapons of mass death. But Rumsfeld sits there today and says, oh, no, well, you know, there's nothing new. We never claimed there was anything new. I swear to God, it's this kind of jerking the American public around that if it's not an impeachable offense, I don't know. These people shouldn't be impeached. They should be tarred and feathered and dumped down a well someplace, run out of town on a rail. I don't know. I don't know.
I tell you one thing I'm curious about. You wonder how many people over at NBC Russert had fired for actually letting Andrea Mitchell get Wilson on the air. It's like, I'll go away for a week and you all actually put something on the air that has facts in it? How dare you people?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta figure wherever he was, he probably saw the show and probably had a conniption right there. He was probably on the ground.
On the spot.
Going, how dare you people let this man on the air?
On the spot.
But it's just amazing sometimes to see this stuff. Oh, one other thing. Totally different subject, but still of the Bush crime family. Have you seen a story about a congressman up in North Carolina named Charles Taylor?
Yes.
Where two guys have already been convicted of, like, bank fraud and have sworn Taylor was in on it.
Right.
And Ashcroft's people will not even interview him.
Right. The Republican, yeah. I did see that story. Did you send it to me? Somebody sent it to me.
No, but I saw it on off of BuzzFlash on a link. And I saw that, and it was sort of like, and they're saying that, you know, that apparently even the prosecutors up there, or the defense team's been questioning, you know, why haven't this man even been interviewed?
Right. Well, he's a Republican.
I know.
Hey, thanks, Luke.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right, sir. You too. Thanks for checking in. You know, we played that soundbite for you of Too Stupid to Be President standing there with an educated man, President Mbeki of South Africa. Bush also went to Senegal. And there's a place there, Gori Island, that was used as a slave trading station. This is where the white Europeans and the Middle Eastern Muslims would the white Christians and the Middle Eastern Muslims would get together with the black slaves, and you know it was just like a swap meet. You know, hey, I'll trade you three of these for one of them. It was an awful place. But people live there now, and they make a living there. They sell the souvenirs and trinkets, and it's an actual place. So Bush goes out there to make a speech about the evils of slavery. Now this is the punk whose family supported apartheid during the 80s. When black Africans were being tortured and dying, being imprisoned, I can't even begin to go down the list of black Africans who were struggling for freedom in South Africa, who were jailed, beaten to death, and then the press was, oh yeah, he had a heart attack, fell down. When the world community was saying this has got to stop. And Bush Sr. and Reagan and the rest of these animals, these Republicans, Jesse Helms, all of these vile human beings were saying, we can't mess in the internal affairs of South Africa. And besides, it's just niggers. What difference does it make? These aren't real people. These aren't real people. And yes, they used the N-word. So there's George Bush at Gori Island today. Off the coast of Senegal, doing his little thing about how awful slavery was. Now, the irony, the people of Gori were rounded up and taken to a football stadium on the other side of the island from where Too Stupid to Be President would have his photo op at 6 a.m. and told to stay there with armed guards keeping him there until Bush had departed 6 hours later. Think about this. Jesus, think about this, okay? There is Bush at Gori Island, the site of slave trading. And the natives are rounded up like slaves and put in a damn soccer field and said, stay there! So Bush can have his photo op. He went to tour the red brick slave house, that's what it's called, where Africans were kept in shackles before being shipped across the ocean to a lifetime, as short as it would probably be, of slavery. Those that survived. And after touring the slave house, according to the Reuters news agency, he gave an eloquent speech about the horrors of slavery, standing at a podium under a sizzling sun near a redstone museum topped by cannon pointing out to sea. Meanwhile, on the other side of the island, the residents were under arrest and told not to move. Don't you even think about leaving the soccer field. A father of four who did not want to give his name told the Reuters news agency, it's slavery all over again. It's humiliating. This is our home. We never want to see him come here again. As the sun rose over Gori before Bush's arrival, the only people to be seen on the main beach were U.S. officials and Secret Service agents. Frogmen swam through the shallows and hoisted themselves up to peer into brightly painted beach houses. Normally the island teems with tourists, but they were driven away. Shutters on the yellow and red colonial-style houses remained shut. The cafes were closed. The pier deserted. The only people were security agents with metal detectors. A gunship patrolled offshore. The father again said, we had to leave at 6 a.m. I didn't have time to bathe, and the bread did not arrive. I had to get my four children up and take them into confinement while Mr. Bush was here. We were shut up like sheep. Many residents, according to Reuters, compared Bush's hour-long visit unfavorably to the island tour by former President Bill Clinton back in 1998. When Clinton came, said the former mayor. When Clinton came, he shook hands. People danced. When the murderous psychopath and president of the United States, George W. Bush, shows up, people are arrested. Gunships patrol the coast. Frogmen look for bombs. Secret Service with metal detectors scan the beaches. Soldiers with high-powered rifles and scopes climb up on top of every building so that this little sociopathic thug can stand in front of Slave House and talk about the evils of slavery. So he can have another photo op. So Karl Rove can win over the Negro vote in America. Hey, Negroes, look! He went to Slave House! Hey, Negroes, look! He stood there with Mbeki! Hey, Negroes, look! This is your white savior! Hey, Negroes, look! Bush in Africa! Hey, Negroes, look! This is a touch screen voting machine. Put your thumb right there, Negroes. It's awful. It's disgusting. It's vile. Brad is calling from Chicago. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel, Mike.
Yeah, I've got to stop holding back, pal.
Well, I used to listen to you every night on WLS.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I was wondering, that reminded me, do you, can you say anything about that now?
I can say anything. I was railroaded out of town because the son of a bitch who was the program director decided that Rush could do it and Hannity and the right wingers on the station,
because they wouldn't have any guests on, any callers that would disagree with
them. Right, but me at 10 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning, no, I had to go, and it was a railroad job and I hate them for it, and I signed an agreement that said I would never mention it because I had to get severance pay in order to pay the rent, but let them sue me. It was a complete railroad job. Totally.
And your ratings, as I recall, were pretty good in that time.
They were the best. Right? They were the only station that had higher ratings than I had was the, what was it, Kathy?
WGN?
No. Oh, hell no. The Urban Contemporary Station.
Oh,
there.
Really?
GCI.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I kicked Uncle Milt Rosenberg's ass every night.
I talked to Ann Coulter on his show one night.
Oh, shame on you.
And he yelled at me for calling under false pretenses because I told the screener some innocuous question.
Right.
And then I started reading off of a website all the lies she had told.
Yeah.
And they were just apoplectic. They were very mad at me. And she basically, the only thing she could say was, oh, I was just joking.
She's such a pig.
You can't take a joke.
Yeah, she's such
like
a pig.
Flying a plane into the New York Times building. That's a joke, huh?
Yeah, she's
killing, what's his name?
William?
The American Taliban, so liberals would be afraid to open their mouth.
Yeah, she's such a pig.
God. She was on Chris Matthews tonight, and she was actually on as a consultant. They weren't asking, they weren't talking about her book or about how the treasonous traitors.
Yeah.
But anyway, and she was an idiot. She didn't even know what she was talking about.
You know, she's another one. She has, I wouldn't call it penis envy. Maybe it's
Adam's apple envy.
Well, I think it's vagina envy, because she knew that any time he wanted to, Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton could do Bill. And I think Ann Coulter has wanted to do Bill since she knew that Bill Clinton was alive. And for so many of these, the right-wing males, all they need to do is to see Clinton's penis. The right-wing females like Ann Coulter, all they need to do is get boinked by him. And then all this rage would end.
Well, you know, it'd
be all over. They'd all be satisfied.
I don't think they'd be capable. That's the problem, certainly the men.
Well, no, they just want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't do anything about it.
No, they just want to say, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see Bill Clinton in a courtroom with his pants down. I want to see it. It's my constitutional right to see the presidential penis. I want to see it. Now, if you don't show it to me, we will impeach you.
Wasn't it supposed to be leaning in one direction, too?
That's what the Honorable Paula Jones said. We want to see it.
Was it left wing or right wing?
We don't know. We didn't see it.
You know what? I've been thinking about the. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Because it's what does any of this matter anyway? Because the media won't talk about anything that matters in the first place.
Right.
The one good thing about this Wilkinson-Wilson imbroglio, though, is that it didn't get picked up by the media. I'm wondering if their plan, which I think it was a disinformation plan,
uh-huh.
it got nipped in the bud because I was thinking that it would be get on the news a little bit and a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And then they would say, "Hey, who is this Wilkinson guy? He doesn't even exist." You know, he's just
that could be. That's
and this Chuck Thompson or Doug Thompson guy is just he's just a buffoon. And then they can use this, like you said, one of the emailers said, about to
discredit him. Yeah,
discredit everybody,
right,
every
right.
other piece of information.
You're right. You've just presented the fourth possible scenario.
Well, they exist.
All right, let me put you on hold. We got to take a quick break here. We'll come back right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Supper rivals, they're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans. Baby, against the Republicans. I hate the old Republican Party. Comrades are right.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
The weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about five before the hour. We're talking with Brad in Chicago. Go ahead, Brad. Thanks for holding on.
Okay. For people that haven't heard about this, Nightline is running a show tonight about the State of the Union speech, which I think is kind of interesting because those usually fade off into oblivion after they've been made, and you know darn well why they're talking about that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that this drip turns into a little bit of a flood.
I hope so too. I'd be surprised if Nightline takes a tack other than, well, now there might have been a little confusion, but it looks like you know that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, the defense at this point has already devolved into the incompetence. You know, that's what it's turned out to be.
Right.
Corner do they have to run to now?
Right. Well,
you know, one of the things that I read on a newspaper article today was that they get so many different items of intelligence into their various offices that it's hard for them to pick the right one out and vet it properly. And they use that excuse for the State of the Union. But here's why they had trouble finding it. Because everything that they've told us has been a lie. So how can they tell one lie from another?
Well, that's true. And if you take a look at the incompetence, Bush's entire economic team has resigned in disgrace. The Security and Exchange Commission is a mess. Foreign policy is in chaos. They don't know how to run a war. They disrespect soldiers and veterans. Is there anything, and I've asked this many times on this program,
is there anything that they've done right?
Anything that they've done right.
It's keep a lid on the media. That's the only thing they've done, and I'm not saying they've done that is good for the country, but that's the one thing they've succeeded at, and they've succeeded in hoodwinking enough people to keep his numbers up in terms of the way they think things are going in the war still.
Yeah,
and they allowed public opinion was high enough to let him go in, and that public opinion, which they're lying about now, it was not very much in favor of the war until they came out with all this dire warning stuff about mushroom clouds and 45-minute capability of unleashing their weapons and the reconstituted nuclear stuff. And then all of a sudden, public opinion changed, and they didn't care if it was a lie or not. They wanted it to be. You know, I said, well, fine, let them come after us afterwards.
That's
we'll just
right.
say what we want to say
right.
right now and get what we want, and we know the media is not going to say much about it,
so
nothing may ever happen, even
that's
if it does.
Brad.
These spineless Democrats.
Right, Brad, we have to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, Brad, take care. Y'all ever get the feeling when you participate in this program that it's, I don't know, we're just underground someplace struggling to keep in touch? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A military expert at the Naval War College in Newport disagree with those who say more U.S. troops are needed in Iraq to cope with escalating hostilities against American service people and other foreigners. American soldiers are being shot at point-blank range, ambushed, and are coming under fire from grenade attacks on almost a daily basis. Professor John Ballard says the combat units that fought the war against Iraq did their job well, but other troops should take over now.
The combat forces need to cycle out of Iraq and be replaced by other people with different rules of engagement and different skill sets to manage this current level of violence. I think the numbers are not the issue. The employment of the forces is the issue.
Ballard says the combat soldiers still on duty in Iraq were not organized, trained, or equipped to do police duties in the big city. Mallard says police units and other specially trained forces need to be moved in. Large protests have been held in Gaza and the West Bank over the thousands of Palestinian prisoners being held by Israel. Militants agreed to suspend attacks in exchange for Israel's promise to free around 300 detainees as a confidence-building measure. So far, only a few dozen are up for early release. Ranan Gissin, an advisor to Israeli leader Ariel Sharon, says the time isn't right for all prisoners to be released.
When we release the prisoners, in whatever numbers we do, it has to be in an environment that does not support terrorism. It has to be in an environment in which the Palestinian Authority has already taken some concrete steps to rein in terrorism.
Egyptian officials are holding talks with Palestinian radical leaders in Gaza to try to shore up the ceasefire. It follows Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas' threat to resign over his position in talks with Israel.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Over 100 service workers at Canonsburg General Hospital in Pennsylvania are on strike today for the second time in as many months. Members of the Service Employees International Union went on strike last night to protest a rise in health care premiums. Hospital spokesperson Kim Manko says negotiations have been ongoing since last month's strike.
There have been talks. The most recent was last Thursday. Unfortunately, talks broke off, although the hospital did offer an additional proposal that gives union employees more options with regard to their health insurance and the amount of their contributions for that health insurance.
Manko says operations at the hospital will not be affected by the walkout. The 5-day strike will run through Monday morning.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Democrats in the Senate today killed a bill that would limit pain and suffering damages in malpractice suits. Doctors had pushed hard for the measure, saying malpractice insurance is driving them out of business. But Democrats today used a procedural vote to kill the bill, which had the backing of President Bush and was approved by the House last year. The American Medical Association has made the bill a top priority. But opponents of the measure in the Senate said a mere $250,000 cap on pain and suffering awards might help insurance companies and drug manufacturers, but wouldn't do much for either doctors or their patients. Republicans who support the award cap say they're not giving up. One Senate Republican said his party will take the issue to voters in the 2004 election. It was a down day on Wall Street that saw investors cashing in on their profits. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 66 points to 91.56. The Nasdaq gained a point to 17.47, and the S&P 500 lost 5 points to 10.02. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Now, what I want to do right here, we just played the soundbite for you before the last break. Of Rumsfeld in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee saying that, we never said there was anything new. We never said anything new. We're talking about weapons programs developed all the way back to 1991, seen through the prism of what happened in this country on September 11th. Never said anything was new. Well, that's actually not true. And we got a couple examples for you. Here's Richard Armitage, Deputy Secretary of State. This is the former CIA guy who they would send out on wet operations. That means to go assassinate, kill people. This is from January 21st this year, talking about the upcoming military action against Iraq.
And if you were hanging your hopes on Saddam Hussein,
stop. That's not it. Okay, I want to hear from Richard Armitage. All right. Got a little confused. You got it now? Okay, we'll try it again. This is Richard Armitage talking about military action that hadn't begun yet against Iraq.
And I wish I were here to tell you that I am optimistic. The events of the past week can be hard to interpret. It is safe to say that the discovery of 16 chemical warheads and new documents about nuclear and missile programs
is an important development. But finding these 16 warheads just raises a basic question. Where are the other 29,984?
That's a good question, Richard. Where are 30,000 warheads? Surely you and your slime balls would be able to find some of them. 30,000 warheads. Now, you heard Armitage say there, it is safe to say that the discovery of 16 chemical warheads and new documents about nuclear and missile programs is an important development. This is what Richard Armitage said 5 months ago, 6 months ago. Today, the lion drunk Rumsfeld is out there saying, we never said anything about it. Well, I'm sorry, Rumsfeld, it's your assistant. It's Richard Armitage, the guy that during the Reagan administration got sent out to execute people. You don't remember that, do you, Rummy? Bush, on January 22nd, undeclared chemical warheads are incredibly troubling for a man not disarming who likes to play hide-and-seek in a huge country, something like that. But here's Bush. Listen.
Mr. Saddam Hussein must disarm. And the first step of that disarmament was for him to make a declaration of his weapons. 12,000 pages of deceit and deception were placed at the UN Security Council. We just discovered
what?
Undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
You just discovered them?
It's incredibly troubling.
Yeah.
And disturbing for a man not disarming. He wants to play a game. He's interested in playing hide and seek in a huge country.
Now, aside from the childlike little gurgles and giggles there that comes out of this moron's mouth, what did he just say? He said, we just discovered undeclared chemical weapons in Iraq. Did you? You just discovered them. Where are they, George? Now, that also puts to the lie what Rumsfeld said today. We never said there was anything new. Colin Powell, February 5th this year, in front of the UN Security Council, on his assertion that Saddam is hiding weapons from inspectors.
While we were here in this council chamber debating resolution 1441 last fall, we know from sources that a missile brigade outside Baghdad was dispersing rocket launchers and warheads containing biological warfare agent to various locations, distributing them to various locations in western Iraq. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees and were to be moved every 1 to 4 weeks to escape detection.
Oh, really? So last fall, now that's not 1991, is it, Uncle Colin? It isn't. Now, last fall, we know from sources that a missile brigade outside Baghdad was dispersing rocket launchers and warheads containing biological warfare agents. Do you understand this? Do you understand this? There is the Secretary of State who should have his ass fired and let him go get a job working for the Carlyle Group. That's where he belongs. But there he is lying not just to the American public, but lying to the global public. Rocket launchers? Warheads containing biological warfare agents? Where are they, Colin? What happened to them? Did Saddam... Oh, I know what happened. Bill Clinton waved his magic wand, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. And they all disappeared. Is that what happened, Colin? Here he is again addressing the UN Security Council. You want to hear the lies? You want to hear the statements on the record that makes what Rumsfeld said today before the Senate Armed Services Committee an absolute lie? You know, I wonder, maybe Kathy Bay should go to work for the Senate Armed Services Committee so that when Rumsfeld says this kind of stuff, Kathy can pull these things out of the file and they can all sit there and listen. Here he is again.
There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction.
Woo!
The Iraqis have never accounted for all of the biological weapons they admitted they had, and we know they had.
Mm.
They have never accounted for all the organic material used to make them.
Mm.
And they have not accounted for many of the weapons filled with these agents, such as their R-400 bombs. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Oh, is it? Well, 30,000 missiles that Armitage talked about. Now we have 400 bombs that Colin Powell is talking about. We haven't even gotten to leader after leader after leader of the chemical weapons or the biological weapons, right? Here he is again on his assertion that Saddam wants nuclear weapons.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He is so determined that he has made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes from 11 different countries, even after inspections resumed. People will continue to debate this issue, but there is no doubt in my mind. These illicit procurement efforts show that Saddam Hussein is very much focused on putting in place the key missing piece from his nuclear weapons program, the ability to produce fissile material.
But Colin. Now, I understand this is back in February when you said this, but your boy Rumsfeld sat in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee today and said there was nothing new. But Colin, you're saying Saddam Hussein is very much focused on putting in place the key missing piece. You're speaking in the present tense, Colin. Your boy, Rummy, sat in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee here 5 months later and said there was nothing new. We never claimed there was anything new. We never said there was anything new. We looked at everything through the prism of 9-1-1. These people, I mean, do you get the feeling that you're losing your mind? You know the truth, truth seeker. I know the truth. These are... They appear to be adult males, and in Condoleezza's instance, an adult female, highly placed government authorities who are telling just flat out the entire thing is a lie. And there they sit in front of the Senate, in front of the UN, in front of the American people, in front of the media, and they just lie and lie and lie. And when the lie is over and the 30,000 missiles aren't found and the 400 bombs don't exist and the gallons of anthrax are nowhere to be found and the sarin and the VX and the nerve gas and all of this stuff has just magically, mysteriously disappeared. Nothing. Do they say, oh, well, we made a mistake? No. You know what they do? They say, hey, this guy Wilkinson, who said he was in the Oval Office when Bush got the report on the nuclear stuff from Niger. Hey, that guy doesn't even exist. Joke's on you. That's what they do. That's what they do. And then the pigs in talk radio pick it up like they did today. Hey, Wilkinson doesn't even... Hey, Wilkinson doesn't even... Hey, have you heard Wilkinson doesn't exist? Hey, you hear that? Hey, Wilkinson is a liberal announcer. Hey, Wilkinson doesn't... Hey, Bush never knew anything. Wilkinson... Chatter. Border to border. Coast to coast. Across the fruited plain. No let up. While they cover the psychopath's ass. But if you want to go back to the... what does Bush say? They're going to try to rewrite history. No, George. History was written by your gang. We have them on mini disc, George. We have them, and so does every news gathering organization in the country. They won't play this stuff. They won't put this out there. Who plays this? We do. Who else does? Nobody. 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 But we've got their asses nailed, don't we, truth seekers? Because we don't erase this stuff. We've got it. Colin Powell and Richard Armitage and Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and all of these thugs, all of these criminals, in their own words. Why isn't this played on Nightline? Why aren't these sound bites played over and over on ABC, CBS, NBC? Why doesn't CNN pick up on this? Where's Larry King? Where's Lou Dobbs? Where's Aaron Brown? You have to come to this little raggedy-ass combination internet radio station, liberal, left, whatever the hell we are, radio program to hear this? To our listeners on the continent in Europe, I'm sorry. I really apologize. But we have become, this country is no longer a country. It's an asylum.
I went to see the doctor of psychiatry. Weapons of mass destruction finally broke me. He said, act your age, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
To see why people would call you up, you really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No, I got
kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
If I'm a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Okay, just a couple more here. And again, this is a matter of record. When Rumsfeld says, as he did today in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee, we never said we had any new information. It's astonishing to me that this old fart can sit there and say that, knowing he's lying, and that the senators can sit there knowing he's lying, and everybody, he's lying, everybody plays the game. Here's Colin Powell, again, on February 5th, presenting his evidence of a link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, a link that every single intelligence organization on the planet has now said does not exist.
Some claim these contacts do not amount to much. They say Saddam Hussein's secular tyranny and al-Qaeda's religious tyranny do not mix. I am not comforted by this thought.
Oh.
Ambition and hatred are enough to bring Iraq and al-Qaeda together. Enough so al-Qaeda could learn how to build more sophisticated bombs and learn how to forge documents. And enough so that al-Qaeda could turn to Iraq for help in acquiring expertise on weapons of mass destruction. With this track record, Iraqi denials of supporting terrorism take their place alongside the other Iraqi denials of weapons of mass destruction. It is all a web of lies.
Well, everything you're saying is a web of lies, Uncle Colin. What does he say? With this track record, Iraqi denials of supporting terrorism takes its place alongside the other Iraqi denials of weapons of mass destruction? Well, if you have found nothing! Where is it? Look under Clinton's penis. Maybe it's hiding there. Is that where all of this stuff is? And, of course, President Dazed and Confused has to get his remarks in. This is from March 6th.
Iraq's dictator has made a public show of producing and destroying a few missiles. Missiles that violate the restrictions set out more than 10 years ago. Yet our intelligence shows that even as he is destroying these few missiles, he has ordered the continued production of the very same type of missiles.
Where are they, George? Is that not new intelligence? Did not Rumsfeld sit in front of the Senate today and say there was no, we didn't have any new intelligence. We just decided, what the hell, if we want to bomb somebody, let's go bomb them, screw them, we don't care. Hey. Our intelligence shows that even as he is destroying these few missiles, he has ordered the continued production of the very same type of missiles. Our intelligence shows. Well, but Dazed and Confused, your boy sat there in front of Congress, in front of the Senate today and said, we didn't have anything new. Condoleezza Rice, here he is, Auntie Condi, answering Bob Schieffer's question on Face the Nation, March 9th. Schieffer, this week it was revealed that documents that this administration has been referring to show that Iraq was shopping for enriched uranium in Africa, are false, Ms. Rice. Were they false? And do we know who did this? Now listen to Condi's answer.
That's an assessment, but let me be very clear. We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger. I think so.
But we were citing those documents.
I think you'll find that this has been not cited as a core to our case.
Yeah, none of it ever happened. None of it ever happened. None of this ever happened. That we never said anything about Niger. We never said anything, and that freak that says he was in the Oval Office, ha, 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 boy, was that a joke. We never said anything about Niger. We never said anything about uranium. We never said anything about nuclear weapons. We never said anything about missiles. We never said anything about new evidence. We never said anything about weapons of mass destruction. We never said anything about al-Qaeda. We never said anything about anything. Don't you people get it? We never said anything about anything. What are you talking about? We're just trying to bring freedom and justice and democracy to the poor, downtrodden Iraqi people. We never said anything about anything. Nothing. Not once. Not ever. We have always been at war with East Asia. Always. Always. We have always been at war with East Asia. Always.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
It's another kick in the teeth for union employees at United Airlines, only 2 months after United's unions voted to accept billions of dollars in wage and benefit cuts to help the airline stay in the sky. United Management has announced a bonus plan for the company's information technology staff. According to the plan, some 600 people would be paid up to 20% of their salaries as a bonus once the company is fully restructured. United says it's trying to head off a brain drain of IT workers. The Association of Flight Attendants calls the bonus plan a slush fund for mid-level managers.
The Bush administration unveils new changes to U.S. pension rules today that critics charge could lead to greater volatility among retirement funds. Previously, corporations were required to use the interest rates associated with a 30-year U.S. Treasury bond when predicting the future value of their pension obligations. The Bush plan would allow companies to predict future earnings using corporate bond rates, which are typically higher. As a result, corporate pension liabilities would appear lower on paper, meaning that companies would be required to contribute less to pension funds. Christian Weller of the Economic Policy Institute worries the Bush plan could speed the demise of traditional defined benefit plans.
In a surprise move, the Nigerian Labor Congress has ended a 9-day general strike, which led to riots in the streets of Nigeria's major cities, leaving at least 10 strikers dead and dozens wounded. The NLC says the government has agreed to partially repeal the hike in fuel prices, which spurred the strike. And while the reduction isn't as much as they'd hoped for, the disruption and danger caused by the walkout has become more harmful to the people than the government. Several Nigerian labor leaders were swept up by police during the strike, and many remain detained, their whereabouts unknown, and may remain in detention until after President Bush's visit to the country on Friday.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, she is. Thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Bantila mm-hmm. is like go, cool. Yeah.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again. Get fooled again.
Don't get fooled again. No, no. 27 before the hour. All right, to your phone calls. And I'm sure you saw it in the New York Times today. Also, where was it? International Herald Tribune. If you scan the internet like I do, former New Jersey Governor Republican Thomas Keene and former Congressman Democrat Lee Hamilton both of whom are co-chairing the National Commission to find out what happened on September 11th. Both went on, they've been all over media complaining that the Bush crime family, especially the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense, are stonewalling, refused to give documents, refused to cooperate. Is that not treasonous? What is it that the Bush crime family is hiding, you see? I'll tell you what they're hiding. They're hiding their complicity in what happened in this country on September 11, 2001. They are hiding from the American public the fact that they are guilty of more mass death. They are guilty, if their sins are not those of commission, they are sins of omission. They are crimes of omission. When you are the chief executive officer of the United States, when you are the commander-in-chief, when you're a deserting little bastard from the Texas Air National Guard that finds himself in the White House, you better stand tall, buddy, and do your job. He did not do his, nor did anyone around him, and 3,000 people were butchered on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001. And now, the people responsible for a lack of even a decent warning to the American public are stonewalling the commission to find out what happened. Those directly responsible, as far as we know, and we don't know squat, do we? But 15 hijackers that allegedly were responsible for this, although six of them have turned up alive, they're all dead. Aren't they? Weren't they? Didn't? Wasn't some? But the people in our government whose responsibility, whose sole responsibility, if you want to be a real strict interpreter of the Constitution, is to protect and defend this country. That's why they don't want the 911 Commission to look at the evidence. Because the American people, if told the truth, even as complacent and brain dead as we are, would be shaken out of our coma and we would rise up and we would devour these government officials. We would eat them. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Mike. I can't say anything more than what you've already said. My gosh, I'm mad as hell, and I can't take it anymore.
Watch your blood pressure, dude.
Jesus Christ Almighty. I tell you, these guys driving me nuts.
It's just...
Let me get this scenario straight.
Yeah.
They come on TV and they say, well, there's weapons of mass destruction, for Christ's sake. Okay, where are they? They never found them. Finally, he comes out and actually says, the only reason I invaded Iraq was because God told me so.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we are, Bill.
That's where we are now.
That's where we are. You know, if Osama bin Laden hears Allah say, go kill the Christians, then we label him as a psychopathic mass murderer.
And we go after him.
If George Bush says, God told me to go kill the Muslims, of course he doesn't use the word Muslim, yeah. He uses Iraqi and whatever, we don't call that psychopathically crazy. What do we call that?
We call that...
crazy.
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 But he is a psychopath. The guy's a nutcase. He needs to be removed from office.
Yes, he does.
For criminy's sake.
He needs to be removed from office and sedated.
On Thorazine or something.
And put in restraints.
Yes.
So his hands are still free to play his Game Boy, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but my God. I mean, I sent you something tonight from Ted Rao.
Yeah, I read it.
Oh, my God.
I read it, yeah.
My God in heaven. Are these guys really that scared? I mean, sure, his poll numbers are down to 60%, but what the... I mean, they're down 14% from 2 months ago. I mean, if they go down any further, what are they going to do? Initiate another 9/11 on them?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, when 9/11 happened, God bless those 3,000 people. I mean, my God, it was tragic enough as it is. Right. But when they had the intelligence way before he was even appointed,
right,
and they ignored it,
right, Right.
My God in heaven.
When Bush's poll numbers go below 50, there will be another instance of mass death on U.S. soil.
I believe you're right. And then, whoosh.
Yeah.
There goes the 2004 elections, because then the terror alert will be at the highest level, and we will have to suspend elections because of a threat that we brought on ourselves. I mean, my God, these guys are nutcases.
They are.
And no wonder you get on a rant. No one. Be careful, Mike. You're going to have a heart attack.
No way in hell.
No. It ain't worth having a heart attack.
No, that's not going to happen. I promise you it's not going to happen.
No. But it ain't worth it.
I know.
These guys ain't worth the powder to blow their...
I hear you. God. I hear you. Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
Will do.
And I'll call again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. No, I'm fine. I know it sounds. It must sound awful coming across the radio. It sounds awful in here when I get on one of those tears. I have to put a cork in it. Really, to not really cut loose the way I'd like to. A cork and my producer here, Kathy, stares at me through the glass with that look on her face like, don't you dare. You know, she's afraid we're going to lose our license or something. But, or that somebody will come in here and pour syrup over our mini disc files where we have a record of every lie, every filthy distortion that these thugs have put out there. We've got it all. We have every single bit of it. Nancy's been holding on forever. Nancy, I'm sorry for taking so much time. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you at night. I'm just in awe that these people are still getting away with it. I mean, there has been so much ammunition, you know, that could be used against these people. And yet, you know, I mean, I want to be optimistic. I want to believe that this is just a house of cards waiting to fall, because there's so much.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
Do you remember back during the Clinton impeachment years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you heard was, it's not about the sex, it's about the line.
Right, it's still
about the line, you know?
It's not about the sex, it's about the lying. Yeah, right.
It was a mantra. Every Republican, every media whore, you heard them.
You heard them.
Day in and day out.
It's not about the sex, it's about the lying.
Well, the Democrats now today, I mean, those who have the opportunity to get in front of a microphone need to remind everybody it's still about the lying.
Yeah.
You know, but now, I mean, there's not a one of them that could even say the word. I mean, for years, every time Clinton's name was mentioned, it was attached to lie, liar, lying.
Yeah.
In one form or another.
Yep.
You know, and now they can't say the word. Nobody can say the word. Now they say things like...
shaded the truth.
Exaggeration.
Or
intelligence failure.
Right.
Embellishment might have overstated.
It's not about the sex, it's about the lying.
And then they ask the big question, did he knowingly mislead? Well, they know they can spin that is to hell no, he didn't knowingly. I believe that.
Sure.
What has he done knowingly since he got in? That State of the Union address, right? I can picture him practicing the words.
Yeah.
Understanding the text.
No.
You know,
right.
I don't see that. Sure, it's like Reagan. I didn't know what they were doing. I believed it, okay?
Yeah.
Which makes him incompetent. Why isn't anybody using that word? He's incompetent.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means what? We are being led by a shadow fascist government. People behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He didn't know, but there's all kinds of evidence that everybody else knew. Cheney knew, FBI knew, CIA knew, everybody knew.
you know, and the lies continue and continue and continue.
There's no way to stop it.
And you know what? I have that blood pressure problem, too. You know, shortly after January of 2001, my doctor put me on high blood pressure medicine. I've been healthy all my life. I'm 56 years old. I've never eaten junk food. I've never eaten fast food. I cook. I've never missed a vitamin in 30 years.
Yeah, well.
You know, there's never been anything wrong with me. Now I have high blood pressure. I hold the Republicans, Bush, and the Democrats responsible for
it. They're going to kill us all.
But, you know, they just might. And, oh, and one more thing. I called in just about the time you were talking about Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
I think you guys should stop throwing around that she word.
Yeah.
Until she explains that Adam's apple. Don't you?
Well, we have a whole cadre of transgendered people who listen to this program. If somebody has some inside scoop on Ann about her original gender, we'd love
to
hear it.
I think she's one of those repressed Republican kind of can't find herself freaks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of people find themselves under a surgeon's scalpel, so maybe Ann, I don't know.
I guess that's pretty mean, but I really detest that.
Well, I'm just curious just for the gossip factor. So maybe some of our trans...
Well, it is strange. I mean, you know, I noticed that. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of women I know who have those big old Adam's apples.
She's got big hands, too. Hey, Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. You have a nice evening. Yeah, if some of our transgendered squad wants to report on Ann Coulter. Before we run out of time here, the lead editorial in New York Times today, Wrestling for the Truth of 911. It goes on, as are several articles now, about how former New Jersey Governor Thomas Keene, Republican, former Congressman Lee Hamilton, Democrat, are being told to go straight to hell where it concerns trying to get information to conduct an investigation of 911. But here's the part I really like, and I'm saying that in a very sarcastic way. Remember when one of the demands put out by the Bush crime family was that Iraqi scientists had to be interviewed outside the presence of Iraqi government officials. That's how it started out. Then outside the country. Remember that? Well, guess what? Guess what? The Bush crime family is not allowing debriefings of key officials by investigators on the 911 Commission without the presence of monitors. In other words, somebody from the Justice Department who is asked to come in and testify before this 911 Commission cannot go testify unless someone else from the Justice Department goes along to listen to the questions and the answers. This is just like the Soviet Union. This is just like the Kremlin. This is just like Saddam. The New York Times says Mr. Keene is quite correct in objecting to this as a thinly veiled attempt at intimidation. Do you understand this, truth seeker? The Bush crime family is saying, anybody from the government here, don't forget, you work for the man who talks with God. You work for George Bush. George Bush does what God tells him to do, and you will do what we tell you to do. You're being asked to come testify before these bastards on the 911 Commission? You're going to help them find out the truth that we helped murder 3,000 people? Are you crazy? You can go testify, but only with your monitor close at hand. Here is your monitor. Wolfgang, come in here and say hello to Susie, who has to go testify. Susie, say hello to Wolfgang. Hello. Now go testify, Susie.
Okay.
And he's going to come with me, right? Yes, he is. This is what the Bush family is, the crime family is doing. Do you understand this? Do you understand what's happening here? I understand it. And instead of taking to the streets to remove this bastard from office, I'm sitting here in this radio studio. I don't understand me. Maybe I'm becoming a coward, in my late middle age? Or have I officially slid into old age now again? No, is it still late middle age? Okay. Maybe I've become a coward. Maybe I've lost my spine, my backbone. Maybe I don't care anymore. But here I sit, while agents of the Bush crime family intimidate witnesses. Do you understand how illegal that is? Intimidating witnesses by saying not only do we not want you to testify, but to give the illusion that you're cooperating. We'll let you go, but we're going to send someone with you to listen to what you say, and it will be reported back to headquarters. Jesus Christ, intimidating witnesses. Where are we? Death chambers, military tribunals, suspension of habeas corpus, no more First Amendment, no more no more Fourth Amendment, no more Fifth Amendment, no more Sixth Amendment, no more Eighth Amendment. Sending monitors with witnesses. Everybody knows. Where are we? The poor stay poor and the
rich get rich. That's how it goes. I have a duty to protect the executive branch from legislative encroachment. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their daughter.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff and Nation's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ooh. Five before the hour, or thereabouts. Lillian is calling from Anniston, Alabama. Hey, Lillian.
How you doing?
Hey, I am doing.
I hear you. I hear you burning up. My anger, before I heard what I heard yesterday, my anger was so hot.
Yeah.
That if you put an egg on it, it would have fried it and burned it up real fast.
Uh-huh.
I got some questions I want to ask you.
Okay, but go ahead. We don't have much time, but go ahead, Lillian. Let her rip.
The story, my poetry, is 5 pages long.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the four setups, I'm setting up, you know, the four setups.
Yeah.
They gave, let's see, Saddam Hussein was given the masses of weapons of mass destruction.
Uh-huh.
And all, you know, like I give the four. Now, I'm blaming Bush for the attack.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying...
Right.
He was an inside and outside job.
Right.
The World Trade Center was hit, but why didn't they stop the Pentagon building?
That's a good question.
You know. Uh-huh. So and is it? See, I don't. Well, I'm just calling. They killed the two presidents and they killed two black leaders. I'm saying it all.
Well, you are.
Because you did it, and I'm telling you another thing. We need about 4 or 5 of you.
Yeah.
Everywhere, because the station has changed.
I hear you, Lillian. Hey, Lillian, we're out of time. We're out of time, dear heart.
Okay.
I'll talk to
God
you
bless.
Again. All right, you too. Take care. Just once, I would like to be able to close off the program without having the music pounding down on me like, you know, no time left. The program was engineered this evening in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Oh, see how nice they just make a sentence. The program was engineered this evening in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. It was produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. Look at that, no pressure. Many thanks to Mark Marshall, our webmaster, MaximumInteractive.com, for the stellar job he is doing at the website. He added a Bush in office counter. Go to the main page, you'll see it. It's a countdown clock. And as always, thanks to the folks who send us the music that we use, but especially to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief. Hey, that was so nice. Look how I said everything slowly, coherently. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'll see you again tomorrow. I hope, I really, really hope. Take care.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weekly.